The state's homeless plan does not include spending more money on temporary emergency shelters. Instead, the plan calls for more investment in permanent affordable housing options totaling more than $160 million next fiscal year. Senator Suzanne Chun Oakland chairs the Human Services Committee.
We really want to transition people in a very short time, say a 30-day period, assess the circumstances that these individuals are in, and then be able to get them into permanent housing with wraparound services.
House Human Services Committee Chair Dee Morikawa supports the state's plan, but says many of the chronically homeless are content living unsheltered.
They seem to be so set in the area that they live in. How do you change that? I'm wondering if we'll even get them to permanent shelter. I really don't know.
20% of Oahu's 5,000 homeless individuals are considered chronic cases. They've been homeless for more than 1 year or have had 3 episodes of homelessness in the last 4 years. People like 28-year-old Amanda Littrell, who has been living in a tent for 3 years without public assistance money because, she says, everything is readily available.
I love weed, pakalolo. I love ganja. Sometimes I find brand new packages of food in the garbage. My mom and dad love dumpster diving. When I was 6, I was like the first one racing to get to the dumpster first.
Or 71-year-old Lincoln Rutledge, who receives $850 in public assistance and has been living in his truck for 11 years.
Just park here, park there, buy ice for the cooler, and a bottle of whiskey. I love my whiskey.
And 43-year-old Lauren Hammond. He's lived out of a shopping cart since he got out of prison 2 years ago.
I get welfare, $348 and $298 a month. Food stamps, yeah, so it isn't that much to live on. Even Housing First, zero tolerance. You know, you can't have no guests. You can't. What kind of place is this? You might as well go back to prison.
There are 30 Partners in Care homeless providers, and the state contracts for 1,500 shelter beds. 10% are empty. The city and county of Honolulu is finishing up the Halemauliola Navigation Center at Sand Island, which is currently half empty. Mayor Kirk Caldwell says you can't force the homeless into shelters, so you must minimize the barriers.
We want it to be as friendly and easy as possible to invite people who are trying to decide, do I want to stay on the street or do I want to seek a safer place? And we want them to seek a safer place. And as we develop, we want to see if we can take this model to other parts of the island.
Senator Chun Oakland says housing and homelessness were not always priorities at the Capitol, but they are now, and more can be done.
These individuals that are homeless, they do want to be a part of the solution. So how we can engage them along with the nonprofit organizations, government entities, and some very generous private sector folks, we can, I think, address this in a much more successful way.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.